Hi everyone, I'm Dave Chapman and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly social media podcast from Buffer, covering all the latest stories, insights, experimentation and learnings to help you and your brand succeed online.
Welcome to episode number 178. I'm Heather May Pustai, and over the next couple of weeks, we're revisiting a pair of the most popular episodes from the past year, starting today with a look at under-the-radar Instagram tips.
That's right. This episode, titled 8 Fun Things to Try on Instagram You Probably Haven't Thought of Before, was our second most popular episode of the year, and it debuted only a couple of months ago. Instagram content overall was our most loved content of 2019. And we'll keep it coming for you in 2020 too.
Next week, we'll share the number one podcast episode of 2019. Any guesses what it is? If you think you know, give us a shout out on social media with the hashtag Buffer Podcast.
And we'd also love to hear from you as we plan out the future content for this podcast. We've put together a short survey at buffer.com/podcast survey, all one word. We would love to hear your feedback.
Thank you so much for tuning in to The Science of Social Media today, and we hope you enjoy this look back at a 2019 favorite episode. We'll talk to you again next week. Things we love about social media is just how quickly it evolves. Products changed fast, new features are added regularly, and before you know it, there are dozens, hundreds maybe, of different ways you can express yourself online. This becomes particularly exciting for marketers because we have an opportunity to really express our brands in new and unusual ways to reach more customers. The only hard part sometimes, at least for me, is keeping up with all of those changes.
Oh yeah, things fall through the cracks, right? It's hard to stay on top of the latest news for everything that's coming to social media. We do our best to capture it at Buffer in a weekly email newsletter, which you can subscribe to from the Buffer blog. And there's so much there. For instance, did you know, Heather May, that Instagram is testing out a stop motion camera for stories?
I didn't. That's amazing. See, it's features like this that add up to a really compelling content studio. You can do so much on social media, and even better, the newest features are often the ones that capture the most audience attention or the attention of the algorithms. Using the latest and greatest features can really be a recipe to improve your reach.
We're going to focus today on some under-the-radar Instagram features. You might have heard of some of these already. We're hoping that one or two will be new to you. Let's start with number one, Instagram Stories Countdown Sticker.
This one does exactly what you would expect it to. So when you add it to your stories, it adds a little countdown timer. And you may have seen this. We've seen some really cool uses with this countdown timer already. Things like using it for a countdown to a product release that's happening soon, or maybe a countdown before a live video. This is a personal favorite of mine. Or using it as a countdown to tease an announcement or a piece of content on Instagram that you'll be posting later.
I've seen friends use this to count down to their holidays, but we've recently used this. I think it was this week that we used the countdown sticker for going live and answering your questions on our Buffer Instagram account. The countdown sticker follows a trend that has really paid off for marketers. Interactive elements in Instagram stories are highly effective. 60% of businesses on Instagram stories use an interactive element in their story. This could be stickers, hashtags, mentions, polls, you name it. And that leads us right into our second fun thing to try on Instagram. Put an Instagram Stories polling sticker on your next ad.
That's right, Dave. You just mentioned how important the interactive elements have been on Stories, so it's really exciting to hear that Instagram is beginning to allow these elements in ads as well. The polling sticker was one of the first interactive comments to get added. If you're not familiar with the sticker, it's a simple two-option poll that shows its results as soon as someone picks one of the options. As of March, you're able to add this sticker to the Stories ads that you create for Instagram.
Yeah, the results have been really positive. In the beta launch of this new ad functionality, some advertisers had as much as 20% lower cost per view and up to 40% more app installs. Further proof that these interactive elements are working.
20% lower cost. That's impressive. For our fun tip number 3, we're going to take this interactive thing to a whole new level. You can create a custom branded AR filter. If you are not familiar with AR filters, the AR stands for augmented reality, and these filters add layers and masks to the world around you. For instance, if you've ever seen the filters that put a dog nose and ears on your face, that is going to be an AR filter. I am a huge personal fan of the flower crown wreath and some of the bunny ones, and I love using them with my friends and my kids or my pets. And now it's possible to make some of these for your brand, so your very own customized AR.
That is absolutely mind-blowing. It's going to take a little bit of work, a bit of heavy lifting to create, but the team at Facebook and Instagram have provided the tools. If you want to get started, you can check out all the resources at the Spark AR website at sparkar.facebook.com. Now, I've already had a little play and made some funky glasses for myself. This was a load of fun, didn't require any coding, and it comes with tutorials to help you get started. If you've got the time, I definitely recommend checking out and having a play. We can't wait to see what you might build. There have already been some intrepid brands trying out these AR features. The Later blog did a great job rounding up some top examples. They include Kylie Cosmetics made a filter to try on different shades of lipsticks. Adidas made one that turns the screen into grainy VHS footage in order to promote its vintage sneakers. And the NBA created a filter that adds a player dunking a basketball onto any of your videos.
For tip number four, we're going to take things in a little different direction. Number four, add alt text to your Instagram photos. Oh, this is a favorite of mine. This might seem like a smaller feature, but we believe it has a really huge impact. Alt text is a bit of metadata that helps computers recognize what an image is all about. It's particularly useful for accessibility as it tells the screen reader what to say when it comes across an image. Without alt text, it's as if the image isn't even there, which doesn't prove very useful for an image-rich medium like Instagram.
Fortunately, Instagram bakes alt text right into the publishing flow. When you're posting an image to Instagram, you can tap on Advanced Settings and choose Write Alt Text. You can also caption stories and video content on Instagram. In the Buffer app, we've added an alt text option to Twitter content planning, and we're keen to bring this to the other networks as soon as the APIs allow us. For the time being, the native Instagram setting works great. Adding alt text is a great step for marketers to add their flow. It's vital for accessibility, and it could one day play a role in the discoverability of Instagram content through search.
For tip number five, we're stealing a page from the Vogue social media playbook. Their advice: have a style for your feed and a style for your stories. In the case of Vogue, they have used curated professional photographs for their feed and show behind-the-scenes organic content on their stories. I think this is so crucial, and it's one of the pieces of information that I often share when I'm chatting with customers in terms of developing their strategy for Instagram in particular, is to really find a consistency for each of those different routes that you're going to share content. And I think it's so, so important. So this two-pronged approach has been working for Vogue, and Vogue's Instagram channel gets more impressions than its website. That's incredible.
It is. Okay, so we are halfway through our list of eight fun things to try on Instagram. Let's take a short music break and be right back. Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off with our number five fun new thing to try on Instagram: close friend lists. These lists might go unnoticed by a lot of marketers. The lists are definitely a useful tool for everyday users of the Instagram app, but for brands and businesses, it requires a bit of creativity, but yes, we think the list could be handy.
I love this feature. Okay, so if you're using this as a marketer, for instance, lists can be used to share and communicate with a group of VIP customers or maybe a special community of users. If you have specific content that you want to share with maybe early adopters, you could consider using a list to keep the content private, but easily viewed for those who need to know. Or another option here, if you have a store that's in a physical location, then you could add local customers to make them aware of in-store deals. The close friend list is available on Instagram Stories content, and you can create your friend list and add remove people at any time. No notifications are sent to those that you add or remove, which is great. And we'd love to hear how you end up using this feature and any other creative ideas that you might have as to how to integrate this. So feel free to drop those to our hashtag Buffer Podcast.
Okay, that brings us to our sixth item: branded content. Now, this one made me think of the VIP customers and community from the previous point. Branded content has new functionality with Instagram. Now businesses can take content posted by their brand influencers and use it as part of the business's ad mix.
So let's say Keira Knightley posts to Instagram about some fab new Allbirds shoes. Then Allbirds could take that post and put advertising dollars behind it, paying to help it reach new audiences. All the influencer would need to do to get this set up is, one, the creators enable the promotion via the creators' advanced settings, and two, the business sees the post in their ads manager and can run campaigns with the post as an ad in their feed or their stories.
We covered influencers back in October on the podcast, and the strategy might be going even stronger today. Instagram reports that 68% of people say they come to Instagram to see and talk to the so-called creators on the platform.
Okay, for our next tips to try, we have a two-pack of numbers 7 and 8. They're both about hashtags. Specifically, we want to share some tips about how to get all of the use out of hashtags while maintaining a clear and clean look on your Instagram content. Let's start with hashtags on the posts in your feed.
So you're probably well aware of the power of hashtags for discoverability. Hashtags are the way that content is categorized on Instagram and other social networks, and it's one of the key ways that new content gets found. You want to be using hashtags, and lots of them. But it might be the case that you also strive to keep a clean and tidy caption on your posts. This is where the first comment trick comes in. If you spent some good time on Instagram, you've probably noticed this. Instead of posting hashtags in the caption itself, savvy Instagrammers will put a block of hashtags in the first comment. That way you get a clean caption that speaks to your message and only your message. Yet the post is still categorized with all the hashtags you want. Win-win.
I really love this option because I just don't love seeing all of those hashtags in the caption, and I feel like I could never get the formatting quite correct to have them appear at the very bottom the way I wanted. Okay, so we've seen this strategy used so often with brands and businesses that we built this first comment functionality right into Buffer. So when you are creating your Instagram content with Buffer, you can actually plan your hashtags as well and set them to post as a first comment along with the post itself, which is really, really exciting.
Absolutely. We were seeing that people were struggling to get that formatting right, just as you said, separating hashtags from the main caption with line breaks or with carriage return and some full stops. So we were hearing that for a while from our customers. And then when we rolled out this new feature to schedule the first comment and include the hashtags there, we actually did it before announcing it. And the feedback we got from people, it was like Christmas for a lot of marketers, I'm sure.
It's one of my favorite things is being able to roll out new features for our customers. Okay, so let's jump next to stories and how best to use hashtags there. Similar to the feeds, hashtags in your stories will help your content get found, and you can add hashtags by using the hashtag sticker right alongside all those other great stickers that we mentioned a little bit earlier. Many creators and brands like to maintain a certain aesthetic with their stories content, and sometimes hashtags don't quite work with that vibe, which is completely okay. In these cases, people have taken to hiding their hashtags either behind other stickers or behind color swipes or even other story elements. Basically, if you start with the hashtag, then you can layer other things on top of it so that the hashtag isn't even visible, but that you still get all of the power of the hashtag in your story without sacrificing the look that you're going for. This is such a great kind of workaround to still accomplish what you're wanting with those hashtags.
That is really great and really clever. I love that one. So our final fun Instagram tip brings us full circle back to the start of the episode, to stickers. We've talked about countdown timers and polls and hashtags. There are also stickers for adding a quiz to your stories, for adding background music and lyrics, as well as selfies, time, and weather. But did you know there is a non-profit donation sticker?
Wait, what? There is?
Yes. When you choose a donation sticker, Instagram will give you a list of non-profits to choose from. There are options like the St. Jude Children's Hospital, the American Cancer Society, Autism Speaks, and many more. Once you select a non-profit, you can customize the name of your fundraiser, and then the people viewing your story will be able to tap the donate button to give.
Oh my gosh, this is so incredibly dear to my heart. What a lovely note to end this episode on, and I'm super excited to try it. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into the Science of Social Media today. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. And if you'd ever like to get in touch with myself or Dave, we're always here for you on social media using the hashtag BufferPodcast. And of course, you can send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
We've got lots of great episodes lined up for you in the next couple of weeks. Looking forward to next Monday, everyone.